Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The Exchequer returns for the first quarter of the year show that public finances remain broadly on course, set on Budget Day last October. Now, we have Seamus Coffey, former chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and lecturer in economics at UCC. He is now with me to discuss. Seamus, there's a couple of really specific things that stood out to me in this that I'd like to put to you. The first one is VAT receipts, right? There were 8 billion euro, 5.3% ahead of last year. Are we spending more and is that healthy?
Yes, well, if you look at the overall Exchequer returns, you give a very much sort of a real-time estimate to what's going on in the economy. It's like come out a couple of days after the month. Here we are discussing the first quarter of April, just a week into the quarter, are up around 5%, and income tax is up around 6%. A reasonably positive picture when it comes to earnings and spending in the economy. I think that's we don't get granular detail from this. We just get the overall amount being collected. And they would point to sort of increased and continuing to increase economic activity across the broader economy.
Okay, well, I think when we take all of that into consideration there, Seamus, we are, as you say, getting a relatively healthy picture when it comes to income tax and that. But it is about the overall picture of the economy. And the Exchequer returns, of course, they have both sides. We both have receipts and expenditure. And I want to ask you about the gross voted expenditure, 26.4 billion euro in the quarter, 6.4% ahead of last year. But how much of that is actually driven by population growth more so than an apples to apples comparison?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is important to look at both sides of the ledger. And yes, while that tax revenue is painting a reasonably healthy picture, in overall terms, once we exclude corporation tax, you're looking at tax revenue growing by around 4% compared to this time last year. Whereas you look at the spending side, as you say, we're looking at spending growing at around 6%. So although the revenue side has money coming in, it actually is going out even faster on the spending side. And most of that is driven by policy decisions in terms of the overall direction of government spending. We have seen rapid increases in government spending over the last number of years, and that momentum has continued into 2026. Yes, some of it would be down to demographics in areas like health and education. But more of it will be down to policy changes in terms of increased spending, increased rates. When it comes to social welfare, increased public sector pay, they will be consuming the largest amount. So the concern would be that, yes, there is additional revenue coming, but actually we're seeing it faster than it's coming in, and perhaps we're not leaving ourselves in the strongest position to deal with all the turmoil and uncertainty we see coming down the track.
Well, I want to ask you about that as well, because you have been very vocal in the past about government saving for the future. It has now transferred 18 billion euro to the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. What do you think of this progress now?
So I think it's a positive that we have moved in that direction. But if you look at sort of the key source of these sort of volatile and uncertain revenues being corporation tax, they're on track to be around 32 billion this year alone. And to say that over the last number of years, you've put aside 18 billion into these kind of national and sovereign savings funds is just over a half of the annual receipts expected to be collected this year. And in fact, if you look at the government plans for 2026, even though we are on track to collect 32 billion of corporation tax this year. Now, we haven't seen much of it so far. The large payers of corporation tax happen later in the year. So very modest amounts have been collected thus far, but we do expect those amounts to come in as the year progresses. That 32 billion, the government is planning to run a surplus of around 5 to 6 billion euro this year. That money will be available to put into these funds that have been set up. So really about 85% of these huge and unexpected corporation tax revenues that the government is collecting, they'll be pumped back out into the economy in the form of spending. This was the plan. This isn't in response to things we've seen in the last number of weeks. This has been the budget set out last October, where the government intends on spending 85% of these corporation tax revenues on ongoing government spending commitments, both current and capital, stuff we want to happen not just when these huge corporation tax revenues are pouring in, but stuff that should be happening all the time.
Okay, now on that note, you were talking about what was agreed on Budget Day last year, and I've heard you on several occasions say that what we hear on Budget Day is really only an estimate because of the commonplace government overruns. Based on what we're seeing in this quarter's exchequer returns, it does look like that spending is, broadly speaking, going according to plan. Is that your assessment?
Yeah, so it would be at least a step in the right direction if we were to get government spending actually to track the budget amount set out in that passed by the Oireachtas every October. And we haven't seen that for the last number of years. Indeed, last year, the government, towards the end of the year, had to go through $4 billion of additional spending for 2025 on top of what had been agreed in the budget the previous October. For 2026, obviously, we only have 3 months of data thus far. But it does look as though at least we are broadly on track. The government had planned for current spending to grow by around 6%. For the first 3 months of the year, we've seen current spending grow by around 6%. Now, as I say, that is rapid and it is faster than revenues coming in. But at least it is sort of tracking the amount set out in the budget last October. Now, we have heard issues across various departments for the past number of weeks, particularly when it comes to the Department of Education. But as of yet, evidence that is not showing up in the figures. It might be something we see and we'll track as we go through the rest of the year. But for the time being, it does look like that 6% growth rate has been maintained for the first quarter. And it's something we'd hope to see for the rest of the year.
Now, you mentioned there $32 billion in corporation tax. And I want to give you a much smaller number. And that is the capital acquisitions tax was just $68 million in the quarter. With the massive intergenerational wealth transfer that's underway right across the developed world, but right here in Ireland as well. Do you think, Seamus, that we will have to see some policy change there in the name of fiscal prudence?
Yeah, so your tax system should always be adapting to sort of the changes in the economic environment. But I suppose when it comes to the overall tax revenue, which would be a concern for a body like the Fiscal Advisory Council, capital acquisition tax, as you see, is a very modest amount to be collected. As you say, less than 100 million out of the 22-odd billion that's been collected so far this year. So like it doesn't even get up to 1%. It's about a third of 1% of the total. The amounts collected for the other taxes would far exceed the income tax, for example, would be about 100 times larger. When it comes to individual taxes and whether they should change and adapt to the economic environment, absolutely. These things should be under constant review. And I think when you're looking at issues such as you mentioned there, a wealth transfer in terms of wealth accumulation in Ireland, that is something that's relatively new, given our sort of impoverished and poor history of more people leaving the country and choosing to come. We're now a much different sort of economic environment. We're now a country, thankfully, that people want to come to and have success in terms of building up household balance sheets. That, yes, you can look at changes like that. Now, the Fiscal Council wouldn't look at recommendations in that area. In overall terms, it is a relatively modest amount of tax, but it is something that should be under review.
Well, there's a lot in that 20-page document, a lot of charts that people like you and me spend a disproportionate amount of time poring over. It's well worth a read. Thanks so much indeed for joining me. Seamus Coffey, former chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and lecturer in economics at UCC.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.